Hey everybody, welcome back to Casa Walsh, a Beverly Hills 90210 podcast. My name is Sam, and on today's episode, we are going over season 7, episode 20, called With This Ring, and it premiered on February 19th, 1997. So this episode starts out and Valerie is having a dream. It's something to do with her father and it's not a good dream, it doesn't seem, you know. And she wakes up and Tom's there with her and, you know, it's just, you can see that she's clearly having a nightmare of something that's going on with her father and, you know, it's a creepy dream. Her mom is coming back to town. They wanna have to face it all. I'm using air quotes with that. When she returns from a business trip she's doing her mother. We then see Kelly and she's on the beach and she's writing in a journal. It's the journal that Valerie gave her for the Christmas exchange gift. And she's basically saying, you know, she's kind of, we hear a voiceover. And she's saying that she's feeling alone. She chose herself instead of deciding between Brandon and Dylan. And now they're both kind of, you know, Dylan's off with Brenda somewhere. Brandon's with Tracy. And they're happy in their lives. And she's single now. I don't know. I mean, it's interesting that this has kind of come back now to her because she's chose herself, she said. But then she was immediately with Colin. She spent a year with him that didn't go, you know, obviously end up so great. She was seeing Mark at the beginning of this, you know, year. She was just recently dating Tom. So it's just like a little like, woe is me at this point. But anyways, we then see Brandon runs a production meeting at CUTV and Tracy's not paying any attention. She's not happy that he held out on this engagement ring about her, you know, about the, with her. She wanted him to let her know that he had this ring, that he even ever proposed to Kelly. He wants the conversation to wait until after the show. And it's a conversation that needs to be had. Obviously, he proposed to his former girlfriend. He still has the ring and I mean, should he not have it? I mean, it's just like a weird thing. He spent a lot of money on something. Do you return it because this person said no? It's, I don't know, it's a little bit of a tricky kind of situation. Anyway, so Donna talks to Claire about the David and Cliff situation. She wants to date Cliff, but she doesn't want, you know, doesn't want to take him places that David might show up at. She's tired of people seeing her and David always as one, and she would like to live her own life. I think Cliff is just so fucking hot that she just wants to, you know, make out with him, you know, without anyone kind of judging her. That's what it seems to me. I don't really understand. I mean, also, she has a boyfriend. This is really kind of fucked up of her. Just my thoughts. Anyways, Ryan is in town, and he's Steve's brother, and he's asking his advice for some girl that he is going to ask out. So, you know, Steve suggests a double date with him and Claire to, you know, go to the pier together, so he won't be so nervous, so they're going to go on a double date, I guess. Abby is back from her trip and Valerie admits that she's surprised to see her. I don't know why, because she knew she was coming back. She still won't sign the papers for the second mortgage on the house, and Abby decides to go back to Buffalo the next day. So things with mother-daughter have not gotten better. She was also supposed to talk to her about the whole situation with her, you know, the dad and the dreams, and because these dreams are like being, you know, they're reoccurring. It's a whole mess. Anyways, that night there's a special CUTV program where Chancellor Arnold presents Brandon with a plaque commemorating the station's 100th broadcast. Is this 100 broadcast under Brandon or just in general? Because I don't really know why he's getting this award. But there's also a party. Claire, Steve, Donna, Cliff, ditch to go out. I mean, I don't know. Tom urges Valerie to talk to her mother about their issues, but Valerie still is resisting, wants nothing to do with her mom. Kelly and Brandon make awkward small talk, which Tracy sees, and she does not like it. She kind of starts with Brandon talking, you know, for talking to his ex when they're, you know, supposed to have this big conversation about the ring. Kelly's definitely uncomfortable by whatever's going on between Brandon and Tracy. She doesn't know, but she notices that there's something going on, and she's like, sorry. I mean, it's weird. So the party ditchers go to the carnival, and Dawn enjoys her time with Cliff. Steve wonders where David fits into all this, which he is correct about. It's a little weird. He's friends with David, and he's like, like his girlfriend's out with another dude. Kind of weird. But then Claire, sticking up for Dawn, says, well, he's always hanging out with Chloe, who I think looks 12, but I'll leave it there. Ryan's date is going well. He asks Steve, it's going so well that he says to his big brother Steve, hey, got a condom? The girl's parents are going out of town, and he wants to be ready if they have some alone time the next night. I'm assuming he's a virgin, just a guess. And yeah, I don't know. Steve's very excited though, because, you know, his brother might be getting laid. Anyway, so Tracy and Brandon finally have it out, with her accusing him of cheating with Kelly, which is kind of hilarious because he's not. He assures her that he's not. But when she asks if he still loves Kelly, he doesn't know what to say. So she definitely has some gripe to an extent because he's holding on to a ring to, you know, a girl that he proposed to that he really doesn't know how to answer if he still loves. So Tracy's kind of done, and she breaks up with him. Cliff tries to turn things romantic with Donna, but she's resisting since she's kind of still with David. Kind of? No, she's still with David. She doesn't think that she should be playing around with Cliff. Cliff replies that he's not playing. So Cliff likes Donna, not looking just to get laid. I mean, if he was looking just to get laid, it wasn't going to happen with Donna. Actually, I don't know. He's really hot, so maybe he would have. But, you know, it seems that he is interested in a relationship with her, and wants to go that route. So David is still hanging out with Chloe, who thinks Donna's cheating, you know, and tells David to get out of that relationship before he gets hurt. David's sure that there's nothing going on since Donna's a virgin, and he tells Chloe this. He's like, nope, she's not sleeping with him because she's a virgin. I think that's kind of a dickish thing to do. Why are you telling this random girl that's working with you, you're working with her to create a demo, and you're telling her that your girlfriend's a virgin? Really, I think, not cool, in my opinion. That's none of her business. That's something between you and Donna. And if Donna wants to tell anyone, like she told Evan, that's her choice. But why are you telling Chloe? And Chloe obviously thinks it's weird, and he wants to respect her decision. He's also trying to respect her decision that to spend some, you know, time with someone else. It's just a weird, I don't know. I mean, if I'm him, A, he should not have told Chloe, but also I'd be really pissed at Donna also, because why are you spending time with someone else? Yes, you're not sleeping with him, but why are you even hanging out? It's just a weird, weird situation. Well, anyway, so Valerie has another nightmare. This one, it's like her father coming to tell her some story to help her fall asleep. And it's like really creepy because he's like, once upon a time, there was a little girl who loved her daddy very much. She made her father do all kinds of, I don't know. It's a weird, you know, and I had mentioned this when I did the spotlight in the last episode, some real life situations with, you know, Michelle Phillips, ex-husband John and his daughter Mackenzie, some, you know, accusations, and it seems, I don't know, that we're going this route, which is creepy as fuck. But Valerie, you know, goes to her mother's hotel. She's been putting off this conversation with her, and she basically says that she can't believe that her mother was always asleep through everything that her dad was doing to her. Basically, she comes out right here. She says it that her that she was molested by her father. Her mother doesn't believe it. She said that they were married for 20 years. She would have known if he was doing something like this. And Valerie says that Abby could have stopped him. Abby slaps her and tells her to go to hell. Valerie says that she's been there since she was 11. So, things are not looking better for mom and dad. And this storyline is kind of just, it's an interesting story considering what happened in real life. Because obviously, I have to look at when this came out, the molestation between Mackenzie Phillips and John Phillips, because it's all too familiar that she'd be doing a storyline about a father molesting his daughter on this show. If this, I gotta assume that the story came out afterwards, but I don't. I'll double check that and report back. Anyway, so Kelly wonders why she and Brandon are not together if they're meant to be. She's telling Donna this. Donna tells her that she still loves David. But she has feelings for Cliff and thinks that things might be easier with him. Kelly also mentions the thing about how when Brandon wasn't with her during the fire, he was with Emily. Maybe there's a part of Donna feeling this way about David because when she was held hostage, David was with Chloe. So it makes sense. But then Donna also is urging Kelly maybe to tell Brandon how she feels. And Kelly says he knows, you know, I told him basically after, you know, she did. She told him after Palm Springs. She said, you know, after she's told him a few times. She's not in fact told him, but she's given kind of hints, and it seems that he's been the one kind of holding back. But she's points out they've dated other people since they broke up, so they have, you know, it seems like they've moved on. And she basically tells Donna, if I have to talk to Brandon, you need to talk to David. Claire then wants Steve to talk to Ryan about sex instead of just handing over a condom. Steve doesn't think that Claire's the best source for sex education, considering how when she was his age, she handcuffed herself to Brandon's bed. And then Claire decides to initiate the sex talk herself. This is funny. It made me think, and I haven't really, it makes me think that Claire has definitely changed the most out of any character, I think. Kelly too, you know, but Claire was very aggressive with Brandon, handcuffing herself to bed, making him take her, you know, to the prom, the whole thing with Lucinda and Washington, D.C. And now she's kind of like this holier than thou, you know, and it's just weird. And then she decides, yeah, she's gonna be the one to give a sex talk to her boyfriend's brother. So awkward. And also, he thinks it's awkward too, Ryan. Brandon's then talking to Nat about Kelly, saying that, basically, the same exact thing that Kelly was saying to Donna, but the opposite, saying that she knows how I feel. You know, and he's talking about how Connie proposed, you know, proposed. If she wants to be with him, she would know where to find him. So it seems that they both kind of, it seems that they both have a maybe miscommunication on where they stand. She thinks that he's not interested. He thinks that she's not interested, it seems. Anyway, so Abby now goes to the After Dark to talk to Tom, and he reveals that he knew what Valerie was going through, that she was being molested. And now that Abby gets the accusations from Tom and knows, she believes it. She thinks that it's true. Valerie shows up, explains why she never told anyone about the molestation. She thought that she'd get in trouble. Plus, her dad told her that Abby wanted it to happen, which is twisted. Valerie, tells her that she only said something to Tom, and he threatened to go to the police. She confronted her father, and he responded by killing himself. So she feels responsible for her father's death. She's basically saying that he killed himself because I was going to tell, I was going to tell that. I don't know. So this was the big reveal. This was the thing that they wanted to tell. I mean, I think they kind of waited a while, like a little bit, you know. Why? What I am curious also, if this was a plan all along, like they were gonna give this backstory. I don't know. It kind of came out of nowhere a little bit. I mean, maybe this was part of the Tom arc. I don't know. Anyway, so Tracy then goes to the beach apartment to have a conversation with Kelly. She tells Kelly that she and Brandon broke up because she found the ring. Tracy wanted to give Kelly, wanted to tell Kelly that she's backing down and Kelly and Brandon can be together again, but she wants him back. I don't know. Kelly admits that she does love Brandon. She still loves him. Tracy's upset that Kelly gave up her chance. And now she wants Brandon again. Basically, she's saying that you had your chance with him and you blew it. Like, you blew it. It's my chance now. I'm confused though why she even went over to talk to her. It's a little confusing. But I don't know. So Steve then approaches the sex talk with Ryan, but it turns out he doesn't really need it. He's relieved that to hear that it's okay if he wants to wait a little while. How old is he? He's in high school, right? Kelly comes to see Brandon, but Steve tells her that he left. She's trying to find out where, and he spills the beans. He's going to return the ring. So I don't know if Kelly's going to try to stop him or what, or it's, I don't know. Anyway, so Chloe gets invited to New York to meet with Luther Vandross's manager, and she asks David to come along. David doesn't want to leave Donna back in, back home, and he definitely doesn't want to hook up with Chloe because she's 12, so, and she's trying to, make it obvious that she wants to hook up with him, so she decides to just unbutton her shirt so she wants to show him her bra. Obviously Donna shows up at that time to talk. David sends Chloe in the bedroom because he does not want her, Donna, to see Chloe in a bra. And of course when Donna's in the apartment, Chloe just walks out to show that she's basically undressed. So, very mature behavior by this one. Abby is packing. She's going back to Buffalo. Valerie arrives to tell her that she'll sign the papers. Now, though, Abby wants to sell the house, knowing what was going on without her knowledge in the house. She feels horrible that she didn't know about what Valerie was going through. And, it seems like they are definitely in a better place right now. The jeweler that Brandon goes to see to return the ring apparently remembers him from 2 whole years ago. He's like, oh, yes, I remember, and asks if he wants cash or an exchange. Brandon considers swapping it out for a bracelet, but he wants to make sure that he and Kelly are really over first. Outside the store, Brandon runs into Kelly because she was there, and he tells her about returning the ring. She claims to be happy about the decision. She doesn't think that they should get back together. Brandon agrees also. I don't understand this conversation because neither of them really want that. It seems that they do want to get back together. I also think that this kind of came out of nowhere. Just a little bit of a thought. Like, they've always had, like, here and there, they've put some, you know, episodes in about, you know, since they broke up. But it just seems like this was a very, I don't know, maybe it's not. Like, he got mad at the hockey game when he saw her kissing Tom. But I don't know. I feel like there should have been a little bit more build up to this scene. But they, yeah, they decide he's going to return the ring. They're not going to be together. And it doesn't, you know, it's done between them. So then at the After Dark, Valerie tells Tom that she wants to leave the past in the past. And looking at him makes her think of her father. She loves him, but she can't be with him right now. So she just got him back a week ago. But she's sending him packing. They're done. She's not going to be able to see him anymore because it makes her think of her father. Did she get therapy for this? I feel that she should have. I feel that's important for something like this that's happened to, you know, work on yourself for. I don't know. But at the end of the episode, Brandon comes by to Tracy's, gives her a bracelet. He returned the ring after all. And we find out at the very end, Kelly is back to writing in her journal. We hear her voiceover, and she is saying that she bought it. She bought the ring. She's going to keep it on the necklace. We see it. No one will ever see. She feels that no one else should have have the ring. It's their ring. And that is where she, you know, that's where it ends. That is where the episode ends. Fun facts and tidbits. So, song for this episode in the intro credits, It's Nothing to Believe In by Cracker. I also did some checking in that John and Mackenzie Phillips story, and it seems that in 2009 was when Mackenzie revealed that her father was molesting her. So, therefore, 1997, when this episode aired, it does not appear as if, I assume, Michelle Phillips did not know anything about this. So it's kind of interesting, the kind of art imitating life in that sense, because, I mean, Mackenzie's not her daughter, but still, she was married to John. You know, it's interesting just that this whole story where she didn't know about Valerie, and it seems that she didn't know about Mackenzie. So kind of crazy. Anyway, so for this episode, since it's his last episode, sadly, I am going to do the spotlight on Tom. He was played by actor Kane Picoy. He was born on September 1st, 1968, and he is originally from Los Angeles, California. Seems he did some guest spots and TV roles. You know, he was on Who's the Boss. He did JAG. He did few episodes of The Nanny, but it seems that 90210 was the most kind of prolific role that he had. And his last acting credit was in 2001. So I was curious. I was like, oh, I wonder, you know, what he's doing. So I did some research, and it seems that he is the co-founder and president for a company called Zen Foods. And it is a fresh food delivery, you know, to your home. Service. I guess they, you know, they're good about eating clean and healthy, you know, food options. And, you know, you can order foods from them, you know, in Southern California, they said anywhere from San Diego to Santa Barbara. So he's been doing that, which is pretty cool. And that he's, worked on and, you know, running kind of that company, as a co-founder and president. So, yeah, that is it for the spotlight and for the fun facts and tidbits for this episode. Thank you all for listening to Casa Walsh, a Beverly Hills 90210 podcast. My name is Sam, and on the next episode, we are going over season 7, episode 21, called Straight Shooter. So thank you for listening, and we will see you next time.